This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
First and foremost for the game itself, Barkley is priority number one. I think we all recognize that. And there's been a lot of discussion about what is he going to do? Like what's the Chiefs' plan and everything like that. Some more numbers to discuss what we think the Chiefs will end up doing, what Spags has planned for Saquon, what should be the plan and all of that. And we'll ask Dana about it later, but the back-breaking 60-plus yard touchdowns from Barkley. Everybody knows that's the key. Yeah. Stopping those. He's
easier said than done.
Easier said than done, no doubt. Like, if it was so simple, it's like, oh, just stack the box and he can't do it. No, of course. He's that incredible of a player.
Yeah.
Now, the Chiefs are a better defense than what he has faced recently. But this stat has been floating around since 2018. So this goes back a ways. The Chiefs, even if they give up 50 or more rush yards than they themselves get. So if they're outrushed by 50 or more.
So like if they get 50 yards and the team gets 100.
Yeah, exactly. Kareem Hunt and Pacheco combined for 75 yards, but Barkley and Hurts combined for a buck 50. Even if that happens, when the Chiefs are outrushed by 50 or more, the Chiefs still win at a 63% clip. They're 24-14 in those games. No other NFL team, when that same scenario happens, has won 35%. Of their
There's
games
so many
in
stats
the same
like this for
time
Kansas City.
Frame.
Like the stat yesterday, right, that everyone was in awe of, which was Patrick Mahomes is more likely to go to a Super Bowl than complete a pass. Like, he's statistically more likely to go to a Super Bowl than he is to just complete a pass, which is stupid in its own right. But that's what they do. It doesn't matter that they get outrushed because of their passing attack. And going back to Saquon, like you said, it's okay to get certain yardage. It's not okay to late in the game, to in the middle of the game, give up these long runs. And late in the game is where I think this is important. I went back to the stats that we were talking about because we had Tyrann Mathieu on. They had Saquon held down in a low-scoring slugfest with the Eagles early in the year. And Saquon broke off a couple of long ones at the end of the game. And then it was all she wrote. And what he had said is you got to play four quarters against the guy. And that's where I don't think you want to get lulled into comfort. It might be halftime. And Saquon might have 47 yards. And you might be like,
oh,
really doing
great.
It. Mm-hmm. Really doing it here. Do not get lulled into a false sense of confidence. I think I would give up the amount that you normally wouldn't want to give up on the ground to avoid the long run. Is that I'm saying I wouldn't load the box. His long runs come when teams try to stop the run. When they're like, we're stopping the run. Because he makes one or two guys at the first couple of levels miss, and then it's just one safety standing on the back end. And if you're that safety, I bet you wish for death rather than trying to choose which way Saquon Barkley is going.
That was exactly the scenario that Matthew brought up. Is it's like, you know, Derrick Henry, he'll run you over, but you know where he's going at least. Saquon, you really don't know. I mean, for God's sake, he went out and backflipped over somebody and was able to spin around. Like it was insane. Basically backflip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he hurtled backwards over a defender this year.
Cool.
I mean, it was insane. So that's the danger. I guess I just have, and I think you do too. How can we not at this point? I have ultimate faith that Steve Spagnuolo either A, right out of the gate, is going to have a successful plan or the adjustment is going to happen, because I think we have enough of a sample size under Spags. And while Saquon is a generational player, I would argue Derrick Henry is also a generational player, a different player as we just described, but it's not as if the Chiefs under Spags, who have not given up many 100-plus yard rushers, have just faced a bunch of scrubs. They have gone up against Christian McCaffrey in the Super Bowl last year. They've gone up against Derrick Henry in big games. This will be the first time going up against Barkley. That's the difference, and he's having an unbelievable season. But I just believe when you have a healthy Jalen Watson now, and you have Trent McDuffie, the two corners they're going to operate with against Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown are going to give the flexibility to Spags for whatever he wants to do, whether it is at times. And I think Russ Tucker brought this up yesterday. It's not going to be the same thing the whole game anyway. This is Steve Spagnuolo we're talking about. So they might sell out on the run, Cody, in certain instances, for sure. That's not going to be the plan the entire game. Whatever the plan is in the first quarter doesn't mean he's not going to pivot. And that's the beautiful thing. He's great at adjusting. So Saquon might end up with 9,500 yards in this game. That's cool. That's not the problem. It's the 60-plus yard fourth quarter. You're up by a touchdown, and all of a sudden it's a tie game, and he's got a buck 30 just because of that.
You realize during this Super Bowl run for them, this like 7-year run, the two best running backs in individual yardage performances were both the running backs for Tom Brady. It was LeGarrette Blount and Sony Michel. Those were the two most, so not, you know, like I wouldn't call them household names. Blount was around for a while.
Sony Michel was
certainly on some consistent Super Bowl teams, but like those aren't the guys you were expecting to put up the most yardage. The part about it, I know we're going to talk about this in a little bit, that makes it harder for Saquon in this game is the passing game is going to get tested because of the corners. Because of McDuffie, because of the blitzes, because of Watson, all this other stuff. The passing game is going to be tested for the first time, maybe all year. We'll see. And that's going to make this Barkley thing. I'm just saying I would give up the 7-yard runs. And I know you're like, but that's an auto first down. And that just gives you the tush push and your way to glory and everything else kind of in between and the stuff that just makes sense. But I would take that risk and hope that, like we mentioned earlier in the week, Felix Anudike Uzama or Karloftis or Chris Jones or whoever, Gold, finds some way to be like, the occasional stop Saquon Barkley before he gets 6 or 7. But I'm not selling out against the run. It's just not worth it, because when you do that, it seems like that's when Saquon gets you worse. And I know someone's like, all you gotta do is not miss tackles. Easier said than done.
Yes.
When Saquon Barkley is the running back.
But they will, you know, they will have to easier said than done, but they will have to be really effective at doing that in this football game. You just cannot give the yards after contact. You're going to give up some. I mean, it's going to happen. It just cannot be a consistent problem throughout. And I think, you know, heading into this game with the group of linebackers also, if we're talking about that, it's one thing if you get pushed from your interior. That's what you're hoping too. But from Chris Jones and those guys up front and Mike Pinnell big time, if you're talking about from the outside, though, you're right. It's Karloftis. It's going to be Chanel on as far as the linebacker goes. That's going to come up and be really important in this game for Kansas City. Saquon Barkley, if you're wondering, his over-unders right now sit at 109.5. I'm waiting till Sunday evening to bet the under.
Waiting for him to come down?
To go up. No, because I want to bet the under.
Oh, yeah.
If you're wanting to bet the over, then yeah, bet it now.
Sure.
I think people will bet on the over more and more throughout the weekend. I was talking to somebody last night on that betting show, and they believe that this weekend we're going to see a lot of Philly money come in. So the line could go down, the rushing yards could go up for Barkley, and that's a great opportunity, I think, especially if you're a Chiefs backer.
Yeah, if you are, and that's the number you're right. If that's the number you're looking for, it definitely makes sense to hold on. But they just don't get burnt. They get beat in the run game, right? Even the last two games. Joe Mixon certainly had his effort on the run game, and look at James Cook. Both those guys, and sometimes in the receiving end, I got into that argument with the text line, right? Because they were like, he's a great receiving back. And our former producer, Nick, who happened to be in town and listening to the show, said in his elite level pass catcher. He was, when he was a rookie in the league, an elite level pass catcher, Saquon Barkley. Over the last couple of years, he's mediocre.
They don't use him that way. But he can still, don't be wrong. They give him an open space. He's still capable of doing the exact same thing once they get the ball in his hands.
But it's not the same. It's not the same as some of the other people you'd be used to, or some of the other guys like James Cook, right? I don't think they use him in that way. It's not to say that they can't. The one thing the Chiefs have been killed in consistently during the offensive struggles before Jalen Watson was back was the flats. Like, they couldn't guard anybody out on the edges, and that's because linebacker play. That's why tight ends kill them. That's why Goddard's dangerous. That's why all these other things. I'm just saying, like, I'd worry about all those things before I was like, I'm selling my soul to stop the run. I'm not selling my soul to stop the run. I understand what Saquon Barkley
can do. It's still priority number one, though.
You know, I understand, right? Like, avoiding the 60-yard touchdowns for
Barkley,
sure.
Barkley, like, figuring out how to contain him is still priority number one, I would say. But I just have plenty of confidence. Yeah. I mean, in Spags. I mean, my goodness, how can you not?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.